this relatives or other people other than lawyers can see the defendant or the people in suspects in custody, and in this process they can communicate with the people as people the suspect in custody and get information about the deprivation of liberty stipulated in the convention. And let me collect the point I made. At the time of the detention, that as I said, the suspect may designate one person to inform the fact of the detention, but it's that should be chosen among the linear relatives or brothers or sisters, or if there's a defense counsel is appointed, defense counsel is a person who inform this fact, and through the defense counsel, the people who has legitimate interest or family members is able to get informed of that facts. And when it comes to the inmates in after sentencing, serving sentencing in correction facilities, yes, they can communicate, they can have visit with others outside. And also they can send letters or receive letters from outside, and through these channels, they can the people with legitimate interest can get information with regard to the Article 18. Also can be true to the immigration detention center, the communications, direct communication, communication by telephone or letters is possible, and through this channel, the access of the information Article 18 is respected. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we had a question from Ms. Korakovic-Bozovic concerning the Article 22, and then the how we ensure the implementation of this article. We explained about the our